Today's share is sponsored for Refu Shalem for Miril Bas Sara Gittel and for Sara Gittel Bas Miril by her Mishpacha. By their Mishpacha, I should say. We need to continue sponsorships to continue these Shi'urim coming on a consistent basis. We are up to Perik Yud Beis, If Tezvav and Shmishabes Kol Chasa on page Kuf Nun Zayin in the new print. So If Tezvav begins, Mutter Lehishtamesh B'mavreshes Yevesha. Balas Ares Rakos Lenikui Bakbuk. One could use a bottle brush on Shabbos to wash out a bottle. A dry one. You could use a dry bottle brush. You could use a dry brush to squeeze into a bottle to clean it out. Vimritzoni Lishtamish Mavreshes Retuva. If you want to use a wet bottle brush, or you want to use a bottle brush in a dry bottle, a dry brush, but you're going to put it into a wet bottle. So now the bottle will brush will be wet, and you're going to be spinning it around in a wet bottle. Mutiv lishtamish b'mavreshes she'asuya chayma syntheti she'ein sa'ariseh tzufais luluzum. Make sure to be using a bottle brush that's made out of synthetic plastic bristles, and that they're not close to each other. So a typical bottle brush that you buy in the store for a baby bottle in the baby section would definitely suffice as being plastic and far enough apart the bristles. If there's other type of brushes that are sold, I don't know, you know, with thinner type here that, you know, similar to hat brush type stuff that's meant for bottles. So one has to be careful from using that on Shabbos. Seif Tezayin. Ein lenakos kelim b'mishcha hamiyuchedes lekach. One should not wash off kelim with oils or I don't know, how do you call it, shmirachts, you know, with creams that are meant to clean kelim. You can't shmir that. V'chein lo yishtamesh l'tzayrich zeh. Loi b'sabon rach, you shouldn't use soft soap for this purpose. Loi b'sabon mutzak or bar soap. El yishtamesh b'sabon nozli. The only soap one should be using on Shabbos l'chatchila is regular liquid soap that's liquid enough that it's not like shmearing. Mutter listoim sif yud zayin. Mutter listoim mokom yitzias hamayim min hakior b'pikak k'dei lishtoif shom kelim. If one wants to soak kelim in the sink, it's permitted to put a stopper, a rubber piece or something in the, by the sink drain to block the water from going out. V'chein mutter litein mechase menukov al mokom zeh. One could put a metal stopper or whatever that it has in it holes, right? Most of our sinks, to make sure that we don't push stuff down the sink that's going to clog the sink, you have a drain piece that has holes in it. Now, one may be worried that there's an issur of brera. You're putting a piece that's meant to catch the larger stuff and not let out the smaller pieces. Can you use that on Shabbos? He says yes. Ve'ein mishum issur brera. There's no issur brera. B'masha psoilus ha'oven nisheres b'sholkach b'soich ha'mechase. And there's no problem with the fact that the larger garbage will remain on top in this metal, in the drain piece. And then only going down the drain would be the smaller stuff. Now, why is that? So, Sivka and Memtes, if you're following along inside on the bottom, Nishmir Shabbos Kol Chosam, in Ha'ora Memtes, he says, Shemati, you heard me, Rishgain Rishon Mezalman, V'ni Muka Imoy, Shari Ein B'dayte L'sanein or L'harfid Ben Shnei Minei Pseilas. He says, because you're not, right now, what's going down the drain is Pseilas, and what's being stopped from going down the drain is Pseilas. There's no real difference between the two. You're not looking to separate the two because you want one and you don't want one. They're both psalas. They're both going to the garbage. Actually, you ask the makir, why are you separating it? So that you don't get a blockage in your pipes. Velespa Misham Isabrer says that's not the Isabrer. This Isabrer is when you want something and you don't want something, and you're separating what you want from what you don't want. But if you don't want either of the two, you just don't want your sink to be clogged, so you want to be able to throw out one way and throw out one the other way, he says that's not an issur brera. Kivin she kavanasi rak lahafrid ben hagodol ben hakotin she b'psaylos. It's all garbage. It's just a question of size. Small stuff can go down. Now, if you recall earlier in Hilchas Brera, we learned, if you have two things that etzim have the same use, but one is larger and one is smaller, there's no Brera between that. There's no Issa Brera if it's just size, right? Now, we did mention, I don't want people to get mixed up now, I don't want to go too far off, that if you have a large spoon and a small spoon, and therefore, based on their size, they have different purposes, then there is even Brera by something that looks similar, but it's different size. But I don't want to get off track. Right, on a tangent now. But here, it's large garbage, it's small garbage. You're not separating it to have a separation ba'etzem. It's just to stop it from going down. He says that is permitted. Vayten sif yud zayin. Gam mutter lishpech mei shtifas akelem lakir derech kli menukav kedev lemenoya pizur hapsailas bekir. One is permitted to pour water in through a, you know, a slotted type of keli. Just if he's pouring the water down the sink, if he wants the things to be caught to go to the garbage, just not go down the sink as well. One can empty the drain, right? We just said you have a slotted drain at the bottom of the sink and it's collecting the larger garbage. Now, after a while of washing dishes, that gets very clogged up. Water stops going down. You're allowed to empty that into the garbage. And as far as emptying out the garbage, he says, you know, we'll see later. But from a garbage can. But you are allowed to dump into the garbage can that stuff. That's not usser. So you can continue doing the dishes, whatever you need to do. If you'd ches, nista kiyor hamayim. Let's say your sink gets stuffed up and you want to plunge it. Mutula nakais be'ezes ma'sheves gumi basis, a rubber plunger. That's a residential rubber plumber. He says, of a loyshal umma, not a commercial one. Kishyesh tzerech gadol bekach. When it's a tzerech gadol, the toilet stuff, we'll talk about that later, but a sink is stuffed, and you need to use a sink on Shabbos to cover abrius and to get things clean. It's graf shal rei, and therefore, although one should not use a professional tool that's a maisa umman on Shabbos, but a regular residential plunger one may use. So if you test, Kiyor asha hamayim manishpachim musaychei zaymrim derech tzinor atshim hagiim lekarkas ruo. Let's say you know that at the end of your pipe system, when you're washing dishes or you're washing your hands out of the sink, that it eventually leads out to a place where there's grass. It says, mutter lito yadayim l'teche b'shabbos. It's mutter to wash your hands with this on Shabbos. All right, he says it because it's not koichai, it's koyach sheni. But you can't. You can pour any water for any reason. You're not have to worry about the grass that may grow through this. As long as that's not your kavana. He says it's mutter. There's a long sif cotton on this. And he says, sif cotton on gimel. Says, even though be'etzim it's a psik reisha, right? Because you know that the only end of this pipe system is a field. Says, since it's koyach sheni and it's only a grama, ain't lesser af pekai gavna to have a psik reisha. But he says, we can't do it directly on. Amnam vade, back on top in the sifya test, vade she'osr lishbeke samayim alalu. It's definitely prohibited, it's usher to pour water directly, but even yasher, that it will go directly al zroam onto the grass. I come back in zeruina to acher into any plantings or plants. Gamein kavanasi kalashkis, that's a machim, really, you're not doing it with kavan. So let's say you want to wash until zidayim, and you have in the corner of your dining room a plant. Of course, you can't wash until zidayim over that plant, even though you're not caring to water the plant. That's mamish, that's the ma'isa malacha, it's a psik reisha. But where it's koyach sheni, it's grama, says in such a case it's mutter. Now, how long does this pipe have to be going out to make it mutter? You have to consult your own local Orthodox rabbi, depends on the setup. I'm not going to go into it here, but definitely if you have a very long pipe and only eventually makes it out to the water, and also it could be that you're pouring now. Won't even go that far. It will stay in the pipe, but it's only pushing previous water out. So your water is not really what's watering it. Your water is pushing other water. you could consult with your local Orthodox rabbi to get a psak exactly when it's necessary what to do. Most of our standard pipe systems don't go out to grass. Most of our standard pipe systems, eventually, you know, you have to remember every house, when it goes out to your pipe, then it goes out to the main pipe, and eventually it makes it out to, you know, a river or whatever, where, the you know, there's algae and other things growing. So, you know, technically we're all doing that on Shabbos. It's just a question of how much koyach is till it reaches there. The water you're putting in now. And it is, don't forget, the water, though, with water pressure is pushing the water that's further out, that's sitting in the pipe, out. Sev chav, mutter lepsayach beres mayim, gam mayim yavu derech she'ein mayim, ve'im mitzam nenodim. One can turn on the water even though you have a meter in the house. Now, we all have meters in our house that are checking how much water we're using. He says it's permitted on Shabbos. And he says it's definitely a psikreshid le'nichale, because you don't really want this measuring. It's not what you're doing it for. And he says it's mutter. If chaf alef. Nemolim v'charokim acherim anemtzom al ritzpes hamitbach ay bekir bekelim. Ants and roaches that are on the floor of the kitchen or in your key or on your kelim. It's not only on the floor, your kitchen, in the house. Yesh lo heizarim lo shaitfam ba'evin shav l'ktilasam. You have to be careful when you wash dishes or you're doing things in the kitchen that are directly going to kill these ants or roaches. Aval ein tzarech lechapes bekiyor ha'im yeshnam sham. You're not mechuyev to sit there checking every pot. Maybe there's an ant inside. And before you turn on the water, check your sink. If you don't see them, you don't have to assume they're there. You don't, unless you know for sure they're there. Gam ein lefaz ha'ral al-manas l'ktorosam. Why don't you not put out poison on Shabbos to kill them? You cannot put it out on Shabbos. You can put it out before Shabbos if you have poison traps and leave them. But you can't put out poison on Shabbos. Ve'ein lidreis aleim b'mischaven. If you see an ant or a roach, you can't step on it on purpose. Afilu derech hilucha, even while you're walking. So if you look down and you see it, you can't. But you're not. We're going to see more about it later in Perek Chaf Hei. But so if you see an ant, you can't keep on walking and step on it. But if you're walking, you're not mechuyev. And as you walk down the street to bend down and start checking, are there ants in front of you? Especially when you're walking on dirt grounds and it's hard to see the ants. Today's shiur was sponsored for Refuah Shleimah from Miral Bas Sarah Gittel and Sarah Gittel Bas Miral to help keep the shiur coming on a consistent basis. We ask for your support. To help support our shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com.